Beyond the growing number of union alternatives, demonstrations by employees are part of a rise in political activity overall. The years since the 2016 election have witnessed the largest protest in U.S. history, inspiring a lot of people, particularly college-educated 20-somethings, to demonstrate for the first time. And while a Black Lives Matter protest or a women's march on Washington may seem unrelated to work, they can inspire people to speak out for other causes. I think there's a real desire for working people to not segment their lives so much, says Sharon Block, executive director of the Labor and Work-Life Program at Harvard Law School. Companies know that, too. That's why places such as Comcast, Facebook, and Google gave workers time off to join political protests in 2016. The problem, Block says, is that political issues are often workplace issues, too. Immigration, racial justice, gender equality, people are seeing these things as interconnected, and that's giving rise to movements that aren't so easy to characterize, but are very powerful. Companies are working as hard as ever to prevent workers from coming together, in any way, traditional or via social media. The Supreme Court has so far been sympathetic. Buried in the language of one 2018 decision was a hint of further curtailments. For years, the National Labor Relations Act has been assumed to protect workers acting together, whether to form a union or otherwise, Block says. The court signaled they might be interested in revisiting the legal protections for workers acting outside a union context, which would mean you could be fired or for engaging in any kind of collective activity. That would be really serious. At the moment, a tight labor market and companies' fears of bad publicity provide some protection, but just some. If unemployment rises or executives begin to ignore public outcries, workers become far more vulnerable. Organizers are also thinking about the potential costs of their tech tools, especially when it comes to privacy and security. Coworker.org introduced a secure drop at the request of tech workers who use its platform. The future, Cooch says, is in using the internet for leadership development. In many ways, it looks more traditional. How do we create new institutions that can be a power center for workers, she says. The internet is one way to do that, but it's not the only way.